Well, it's a tremendous privilege to have on my broadcast today here on BPN Radio a man that has been my friend for over 40 years. And, you know, it's a rare occasion to have a friend that you've had in your life for over 40 years. But it's a delight to have Aaron Wilburn. And Aaron is my special guest today. And he has brought a lot of laughter to people's lives. He's not only a tremendous singer and musician, but he also makes people laugh. And, of course, he's been making me laugh for over 40 years. And he's had over 18 million hits on YouTube. And he has this song called If My Nose Is Running Money that has had over 8 million hits on YouTube. Aaron Wilburn from the great state of Alabama. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello, Dale. we played, we rode dinosaurs together.
that is very true. That is very true. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, just thanks for being my friend. You know, true friends are hard to find, and it makes no difference whether we are together once a year or every 5 or 10 years. We just pick up where we left off. So tell me about making people laugh. I know that when I first met you and you started coming to minister at our church, you know, you always, of course, made us laugh after church and around the dinner table. But when did you start making people laugh in church, and how did that come about?
Well, you know, actually, what I did at your church, of course, that was more serious music, and the dinner table talk that you just mentioned, at some point I started adding some of those stories, telling some stories on stage, and then people started asking if I had it recorded. So I recorded. I went in the studio, recorded, at that time, a cassette. And we probably, in a few years, we'll have to explain that
yeah,
to young people.
That's true.
I recorded a cassette, and people started buying it and laughing a lot, wanting me to do more. And so I still do the serious. I still sing my songs. I still write the serious songs. But in addition to that, it seems like what you spoke of as the dinner table laughter has taken over a lot of what I do now. And I, at one time, I felt like apologizing for it until I had several pastors. I remember one standing with tears running down his face between services in a church in California. And Dr. Bill Stevens, a mighty, great teacher, preacher, pastor, with tears running down his face, he said, "Aaron, please don't ever stop making us laugh. You have no idea how much we need this." And at that point, it was like God had spoken through an elder statesman, through someone that I knew had a great connection with God, and God used that man along with others to encourage me to use the gifts that God had given me.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're running in the don't laugh circles, it's called foolishness.
Yeah.
If you're running with people that love God and love all that God has for us, they recognize it as a gifting.
That's right.
And so I had to learn to put the foolishness idea aside and walk in the joy and the laughter and the gifting that God has given me.
Well, you know, for so long, Aaron, years ago in the ministry, people didn't believe that you should laugh in church. And I believe that's why the Holy Spirit sent what we would call in the 90s a laughing revival, just to get people loosened up laughing. And but I know that God sets, the Bible says that God sits in heaven and laughs. So I believe that God laughs a lot at you, Aaron. And I'm so thankful that you brought a lot of laughter to the church. And sometimes when we hear, well, he's a Christian comic or he's a Christian comedian, you know, some people may turn up their noses at that. But you have taken laughter to a whole new level in the church. And, of course, so many people, over 16 million hits there on YouTube. And just maybe here on this New Year's Day on BPN Radio, just maybe tell us a story or two that could help us laugh today. What is one of your favorite stories?
Well, one of my favorite stories is one of my newer stories. And we have three grandsons. In fact, I'm traveling today, but earlier this morning I kept them for a couple of hours just to spend some time with them before leaving. And Gabe is the older one, and he wasn't there this morning. He's 12. And then Zach is 6, and Asher is 1. And so the story is primarily about the two younger ones. Not long ago, I was keeping the boys, and Asher was ready for his nap. So I'm lying on the bed with one-year-old Asher. He's almost asleep. Zach, the six-year-old, comes running into the bedroom, and he's holding my iPad with one hand, and he's playing a game with his right hand as he runs. He jumps up on the bed, and then he continues playing with both hands. So I say to him as he jumps on the bed, I said, "Zach, Asher's almost asleep. Don't wake him up." He said, "Okay, Papa." And so I closed my eyes, and then Zach said, "Papa." "Yes, Zach." And then he asked, "When you go to heaven, what's going to happen to your iPad?" And so I said, "Well, I've never thought about it, Zach. But if it's still working, would you like to have it?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay. If it's still working, when I go to heaven, you can have my iPad." He said, "Thanks, Papa." I said, "You're welcome." So I closed my eyes again, and a minute or so later, I hear his voice. "Papa." "What, Zach? How close do you think you are to going to heaven?" Now, on the serious side of that, it sounds like I have a grandson that would be willing to give me up to get an iPad, but that's not his thought process. This is his thought process. 2 years ago, Zach lost 2 great-grandfathers within 6 months of each other. We told him they are with Jesus. They don't hurt anymore. There's no pain. They're happy, and we're going to get to see them again. And so for Zach, heaven is not a threat. Heaven is a promise.
Yeah.
And so I realized that Zach has no problem talking about heaven and looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And at some point, we lose, a lot of us lose that excitement of being there, of seeing him.
Yeah.
And it becomes a threat rather than a promise.
That's right. That's right. Well, I agree with that. And just the thought, of course, of going to heaven makes me happy. You got this song, If My Nose Is Running Money, that's been viewed over eight million times on YouTube. And tell us a little bit about that song that has attracted 8 million viewers on YouTube.
Well, I recorded it, and I was putting together a new comedy project, and I had had the song for probably 2 or 3 years in the office. And one day I just listened to it again, and I thought, well, some people would like that, so I think I'll just throw it on there. And so that's what I did. I just kind of did it, not even suspecting that anything of any significance would come out of it. And after I recorded it, it just kind of laid there for another year. And then one day I came into the office, and my wife said, "Honey, PayPal is filled with orders today. And all these people say they saw you on YouTube." And I asked, "What's YouTube?" She said, "I don't know." So here we were, two people that had no clue what YouTube was, but all of a sudden it had really shown its face in our lives. And at that point, I had over 300,000. And that happened just within a matter of probably 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
And then it just continued, and I tracked it down, and I found out that a young lady by the name of Melissa Hoover from Colorado Springs had posted it on YouTube. And it just went from there to just causing a response in other countries all over the United States. And it's funny because almost every member of my family has been sent that clip with one of their friends saying, "You've got to see this guy. He's funny." And then they tell their friends, "This is my brother." And so it's been real fun just to watch it happen. But I really consider it just the hand of the Lord, the favor of God, because it has been a tremendous tool. And out of that tool and out of what has happened on YouTube, Brother Dale, we have seen so many people and heard of so many people coming to the knowledge of Christ.
That's great. Tremendous door opening. Well, sing just a little bit of that one. I'm going to play it after we get through the interview, but just sing it a little bit so make somebody happy right now.
"You ask me if I love you and if my love is true. Well, if I were a rich man, here's what I'd do. I'd buy you a diamond ring and a new fur coat or two. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you."
Oh, that is great. That is great, Aaron.
Well, and by the way, I'd like to, you mentioned a couple of times that people need to laugh and you know, coming through the holidays is rough for some folks. So
yeah.
I'd like to just throw out a couple of little thoughts here that may bring a smile to someone's face.
Sure.
That hasn't smiled a lot.
Okay.
In the last few days.
All right.
I have found that women are like phones.
Are like phones?
They love to be, yes, they're like phones.
Okay.
They love to be held and talk to. But if you push the wrong button, you will be disconnected.
That is great.
And women who tend to carry a little extra weight tend to live longer than the men who mention it.
Oh, that's great.
And one more. Okay. I'll leave you with one more. Skinny jeans do not make you look skinny. So there you have it. If I put on skinny jeans, I would just look like Fluffy got in.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, I know a lot of people have lost their laughter, Aaron. And I think we just need to pray for some people to regain, refine, renew their laughter. And I know that you have just a major ministry. I know that you've won Dove Awards, you've been nominated for Grammy Awards, but and you sing, but you know, just making people laugh is very, very important. And I believe a lot of people have lost their laughter. Why don't you say a prayer for people that's lost their laughter? That'd be good here on this New Year's Day.
I absolutely will. I'll do it right now. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the blessings of everyday life that we forget about sometimes. Thank you for laughter, and it is a gift from you. And, Father, I feel like a lot of people have lost their laughter because they've lost hope. And you were the one that stood at the tomb of Lazarus. And you called a man who was dead out of the grave. And if you can call a man out of the grave who is dead and buried, then surely you can call hope back into our life. And the grave that somehow it has ended up in, you can stand in our lives today, and you can speak hope into our lives. And once we have hope, somehow hope brings laughter. And I pray, Father, that you will restore hope, and you will give laughter to men and women who have lost, who have hurt, who have been despondent, who feel like life isn't worth living anymore, and somehow feel like at times that you don't even hear them. Father, we pray your peace and your touch in their lives today, and laughter back into their lives for the year 2015. And may it come alive, may it be vibrant, may it be joyful in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I set myself in agreement there with you, Aaron, and it's so good to have you on the broadcast. And we know that you're from Alabama, the great state of Alabama, but you also live in Nashville. It was good recently to have you there in the service with Gene and I and Jack Mooring, my spiritual grandson. Jack and Whitney are the pastors of that church, Michael W. Smith. And
what a wonderful church.
Yeah, my spiritual granddaughter, Ray Lynn, and all of us, we just had a wonderful time, got to go out and have a meal together. And it's I value your friendship over 40 years. And how can people get in touch with you? How can they sign on to find out more about your appearances and about your music and about your laughter CDs or whatever materials you have? What's your contact?
Yeah, I have. It is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Of course, you call it Aaron.
Aaron, yeah.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at Aaron Wilburn, WILBURN.com. And my website is AaronWilburn.com.
Okay. Well, it's been a delight to have you on, Aaron. I appreciate you being with us here on this first broadcast, BPN broadcast of 2015. And I'm going to sign off here and play your song that has been been viewed by more than 8 million people on YouTube, If My Nose Is Running Money. I sure love you, and thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.